Hi everyone, welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. And today and tomorrow we're going to be talking about a very special person. Her name is Wei Zhengchang and she works in Taipei at the National Police Association. And to discuss our article today, I have two panelists with me. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Hi everyone, I'm Linda C and I'm very happy to be here with you.
Hello, everyone. This is Josh. I'm glad to be back on Advanced Radio talking about inspiration.
And my name is Linda also, and we are very happy to be introducing this person who had a big dream and decided to pursue it. So why don't you open your magazines to page 44 and follow along with us as we read the first column.
Dream big and pursue it bravely. Training at the Federal Bureau of Investigation, National Academy. Do you have any unfulfilled dreams deep in your heart? I did. When I was young, I dreamed of studying abroad. However, after entering the police force in 1998, I became busy with my job and to some extent lost my spirit of adventure. After becoming a mother of two children, I became even busier. My dream of studying abroad seemed to slip away from me. Yet during January of 2016, I was honored and humbled to be selected by the Director General of Taiwan's National Police Agency, NPA, Chen Kuo-in, to attend the 263rd session of the FBI National Academy, FBINA. Finally, I was given the opportunity to fulfill my dream.
So we are talking about a person who works at the National Police Association, and she had a big dream, and she decided to do what about her dream, Linda?
Well, her big dream was studying abroad, and she never got a chance to do that because, I guess, life, you know, gets in the way of certain dreams. But she finally got her opportunity to study abroad when she was selected by the director general of Taiwan's National Police Agency to attend certain academy in the U.S.
Okay. So her first sentence here asks this question, do you have any unfulfilled dreams deep in your heart? That's kind of a big question.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd like to ask all of you, our listeners, to think about that. And also, that's when we started, I said, get ready to be inspired because this woman is very inspirational. She did, and she talks about it. So, as Linda said, when she was young, she dreamed of studying abroad. But then what happened? Life happened, right, Josh?
Right, and, you know, as life tends to happen. So, for her, she became busy with her job and, to some extent, lost that spirit of adventure. So, partly lost the spirit of adventure because she was so focused on work and going through a career and life as it happened.
Right, so she entered the police force about 20 years ago, 19 years ago, and this phrase, to some extent, is a phrase, and it just means, as you said, partly lost her spirit of adventure. Have you ever felt that way? Have you lost your spirit of adventure as life happens?
I don't think I've lost my spirit of adventure, but maybe it's dwindled a bit in certain areas, like you don't feel as adventurous in some areas because maybe, yeah, after time you don't think it's possible anymore, or there are other obstacles that, you know, hold you back.
Okay, how about you, Josh?
Well, I've been very fortunate that my life has been one big adventure, so I certainly have kept a spirit of adventure through most of my life, but I do know there have been times when I've been very focused on what's been going on around me or at work or starting a business. And that sort of really like eclipses everything else. So it takes everything else away and covers it up, and you lose sight of maybe some of the dreams that you had before. And certainly I've been in periods of my life when that's happened to me.
Okay. And I also think, you know, maybe dreams change.
Mm-hmm.
As we live life, we'll just use that phrase, as we go through life, maybe you know, we come into different situations in our life or meet different situations and something happens and maybe the dreams that we have change somewhat. Have you found that to be true, either one of you?
Well, yeah, I mean, I can understand what she's saying because, you know, something that she wanted to do, she didn't get a chance to do. And when you have other practical things that you need to take care of, you know, not necessarily that you, you know, those things aren't important, but just because the situation, you sort of lose sight of what you had wanted to do before, maybe when you were younger.
True. Have you found that also?
Yeah, I definitely have. When I was very young, I was very interested in flying and had set myself up to be able to go to the military to be able to fly. But then I realized because of certain health concerns that that was going to be difficult for me. So I kind of set that aside, and that got replaced by a desire to travel. And I threw myself headlong into traveling.
Always a good desire.
Right, always a good desire. And so, and I've really been able to follow my dreams of travel. And because of that, maybe have lost that dream of being a pilot. But I don't find that I miss it now because I was able to really follow other dreams and fulfill them.
Okay. So I think here, I mean, for talking about her, you know, this kind of is a, we say deep-seated, okay? It's deep within us, and, you know, she had dreamed of studying abroad, and that, some dreams don't change, you know? I mean, through a lot of my life after I started working, I wanted to get a master's degree, and I finally did maybe 30 years after I graduated. So it's possible, you know, you have to look for opportunities, maybe, especially if you live in a different country. Sometimes things are not, you know, so
accessible,
accessible to you, especially like I wanted my master's in education, and it's quite difficult to, and because I can't get that in Chinese. I mean, I couldn't study that in the Chinese language because my Chinese isn't that good. So I had to wait for that kind of opportunity. So, you know, there are ways of accomplishing our dreams. Mm-hmm. You just have to, you know, keep your look for channels sometimes, different ways of accomplishing them.
Right. It just might be a little more difficult to accomplish.
Right. But, you know, I think without dreams, you know, would we feel that our life was as full as it is?
Well, we need to have dreams. We need to have goals in our life. Yeah,
right, and I like what she says. She says dream big. You know, anything is possible. And she also said she pursued it bravely. And circumstances came her way also, but she was very persistent, I think, in some ways. So after she entered the police force, then she became a mother of two, and I can attest to that. I have two grown-up children now, but you are very busy. And so she says here that her dream of studying abroad seemed to slip away. And I think that's probably fairly normal because having a full-time job and raising two children, and she also somewhere says that she also was teaching part-time, so, she was super busy.
Right.
But a year and a half ago, she was honored and humbled to be selected by the Director General, as Linda said before, to attend this session, 263rd session, that is a lot of sessions, of the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation National Academy. And she was given the opportunity to fulfill her dream, but she had to do a few things along the way in order for this to happen, right? And we're going to read about them and see what all she went through in order to fulfill her dream. Sometimes our dreams are kind of, you know, they're presented to us, something that we've longed for in our lives, but it doesn't mean that it's always super easy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we have to be willing to meet some challenges.
Right. And I like the phrase that she uses, that it seemed to slip away.
Mm-hmm.
Just means that it became more and more out of her reach. Like she felt that it wasn't going to happen.
Right. And I think, you know, I think some of that is because of probably the obligation she felt toward her children, her family, and what she had going on here.
Career, yeah.
Career as well.
Her career.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, if you have your magazine open, we're going to read the second column on page 44. And if you have your digital device, you might want to find that for us. And we're going to start reading at a select few.
A select few. Participation in the FBINA is by invitation only and includes a nomination process. Before being invited, the NPA administers several assessment tests, covering subjects such as police administration and leadership and English capability in an effort to find the most suitable candidates to attend the training. Having been inspired by previous FBINA graduates in my agency, I decided to move toward fulfilling my dream, even though the odds of success seemed pretty low for me. I juggled responsibilities of job, family, and part-time teaching, but I made use of every moment I had to study hard. With strong determination and aspiration, I achieved one of the highest scores among all of the applicants taking the tests and was selected to attend the training. As training began, the challenges also began. I set out for the 263rd session of the FBINA on January 9, 2016. As soon as I arrived at the FBI campus in Quantico, Virginia, the 10-week program began, along with the challenges.
Well, usually we see this word select as a verb, but here it's used as an adjective. And what does this mean here, Josh?
Well, a select or a choice or a very small amount.
Right? Okay. So here it means that a few people were selected.
Mm-hmm.
And you can move that verb in front of that noun to say that, to show that they were chosen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can also say a chosen few, right? Doesn't have the same ring to it, though, does it?
No, it doesn't. So when you say a select few, it really means sort of the best of the best as well.
Right. So we see that participation to attend the Federal Bureau of Investigation's National Academy is by invitation only. So what happened here, Linda?
Well, before she was invited, she had to do several assessment tests to evaluate, yes, different levels or to determine if she was suitable to enter the National Academy or the FBINA.
Okay, so we have this word assessment coming from the verb assess, and what do they do?
So when you take an assessment test, it's a test that's designed to discover where your level of competency or ability is at in a certain subject.
Okay. So have you guys ever taken, what kind of other assessment tests are there? There are lots of them, right?
Well, we take a lot in school, academic assessment tests to determine our academic levels or academic competency.
Right.
Reading levels, writing levels, yeah.
And we also see here that they did cover, as you said, a wide range, like police administration and leadership. Now, why would that be important in going to a program like this? This is really what this is all about, actually, isn't it?
It is. So this particular program is designed in order to take the best of the best, really, and bring them to the FBI National Academy and train them in modern methods of criminal investigation, and as well as all of these different areas are areas that need to have the participants already be at a fairly high level so that they can keep up with other members of the training.
Okay. And also the other important part or aspect of this assessment test was her English capability.
Right, because everything would be in English. So her English needed to be at a certain level to be able to understand and function.
Right. And then they could find the most suitable people. And we know that she was considered suitable because she was invited in last January. And then she actually had been inspired by previous FBINA graduates because they came back. You go to this training, then you come back and you continue to work in your field. So she knew the other people that had been there. And what did she decide after being inspired by them?
Well, she decided to move toward fulfilling her dream of studying abroad even though the odds of success seemed pretty low for her.
What does odds of success mean here, the odds of success?
Well, this would mean like your chances of being able to place well and do well in the testing and then also then be selected in order to go to the training.
Okay. So have you, either one of you ever tried to apply for something or join something and you felt that your odds were not good?
Actually, I have applied to a national agency before, and you had to, it was actually pretty rigorous. It was, I forget exactly the name of the particular agency, but you had to take a written exam and you had to go through several interviews. And so they really, you know, they were trying to select, of course, the best of the best, but also people who are particularly suitable for those areas, because you might be intelligent or you might, you know, be strong in certain areas, but you need to like have the whole package.
How about you, Josh?
I have definitely applied for scholarships through certain foundations that I thought was kind of a long shot, as we'd say. So
what do you mean by a long shot?
So the odds being long means that there's a very low chance that I would actually be accepted or that my application would go through. There was two of them that went through, and I was quite surprised. This was in an early age, and it was related to travel. So it was a scholarship in order to travel to Egypt and then a scholarship in order to travel and learn in Germany. And I was competing with people all across the United States, people who had gone to very fancy schools. And I thought the likelihood that I would be able to beat out those people was pretty low, but I did it anyway. And unfortunately, I received the scholarships. And so I was able to do a lot of things with my life that I wouldn't have been able to otherwise, especially if I'd thought that there was no chance and so I shouldn't apply.
Okay, so you know, you really never know, do you?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes maybe you might do something on a lark. Do you guys, I think that we could also use that phrase here. If you do something on a lark, it just means it seems like fun.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So maybe I'll just apply even though I don't think I have any chance, right? And you win. So that's another phrase that you can use when you're talking about odds or long shots. So she didn't feel like she was going to get anywhere, actually. Okay, the odds were low because she had a lot of responsibilities. And what did she do with them in order to, like, pursue this goal?
Well, she had to juggle all of her responsibilities. That included job, family, and part-time teaching.
Right. Actually, when we think of juggler, you know, we're thinking of somebody like with items like three balls or four balls or plates or, I don't know, fire batons or something. And you can also use this verb when you're talking about your life. You have to, all of us, I think, juggle certain responsibilities. What do you find yourselves juggling? Anything?
Work? Well, it's a lot of the same things, I would say, like work and personal life. And then for me, marriage as well, because it takes effort and time to put into relationships as well as everything else. And so, and they're all very important, and you have to give things, determination and time, and to be able to do all of those at the same time definitely can feel like juggling.
Okay. So she said here she made use of every moment she had to study hard. So we don't know if she, there were a lot of things she had to study for, actually. The assessment test, her English ability, you know, there are a lot of categories that they are going to be assessing before they made their decision here. But she had strong determination and aspiration. So what is the difference between these two words? Determination is, you know, you want the will to continue doing something that is difficult, right?
Mm-hmm.
So some people don't have a lot of determination. You know, if they meet some kind of challenge, okay, never mind.
Right.
Yeah, they might give up easily.
Right. But here she had determination and strong determination and aspiration. And that's one of our words here, and it's quite a good word to know. What does it mean?
Something that you hope to achieve. So she had not only determination, a strong will, but she had hope that she would accomplish what she needed to do.
Right. And, you know, this aspiration is coming from way back from her young, unfulfilled dream that she said was deep in her heart. So she really had a lot of push.
She did. And for me, this is one of the most inspiring parts of this article, because here is someone who had a dream early on, but then had life sort of happen in between. And it's a lot of time has passed, and she's developed a lot of responsibilities. But at the same time, she's obviously also done a lot of work in her life, because this is not something that you can just start, you know, in January and then apply for, you know, a couple months later. So these are, so her English, her understanding of police administration, leadership. So these are things, qualities that she's been working on very hard for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. And when given the chance in order to reach out for that old dream without all that hard work in the meantime, then she really never would have had the opportunity. But this is someone who, despite the fact that she's had so many responsibilities, has really been able to do a lot of work in order to put herself in the position to be able to fulfill her dreams.
Right. I think, you know, this should be encouraging for all of us, because on some level, all of us have some kind of dreams. Maybe they, maybe they're subconscious. We've kind of hidden them because they don't seem possible for us. Mm-hmm. But I think if we look at her as an example in our own lives, you know, we can see that almost anything is possible. And it doesn't mean it's going to happen tomorrow. So a lot of this takes maybe patience. You have to look for opportunities, and you have to have the determination. But you also have to keep interest in what you're doing and have curiosity. To me, those really are two of the key things for achieving our goals in life. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think?
I agree.
I definitely agree as well. I think it is easy to kind of become complacent, you know, and just sort of instead of really striving or working as best you can in order to put yourself in the best position, to just sort of be, you know, content with what you have and make the best of it. But for people who really apply themselves and really keep interested and keep working hard, when those opportunities present themselves, then they're actually in a position to be able to do something about it.
Right. I think we need to, you know, there are times in our kind of seasons in our life. Maybe there's some time in our lives where this is not possible.
Sure.
But, you know, we don't want to get to a place in our lives where we're just satisfied with whatever, you know, whatever.
Right. Yeah, I think the important thing is to not give up on our dreams, no matter how unfathomable or how impossible it seems at that time. Keep pursuing it, just like our heroine of this article did. She pursued her dream bravely. And actually, when I was studying in school, I always had a dream of studying abroad. Mm-hmm. And I thought I would while I was in college. There were opportunities to go study a semester abroad. And I really wanted to go to Paris because I was studying art history, and that would be a wonderful place to study art and architecture. But it didn't happen. And I was disappointed at the time. But then right after graduation, I did have the opportunity to go abroad, which to me was an even greater opportunity because I got to go to somewhere where I didn't think I would be able to go, and that was Africa. And that opened up my eyes, and that was a really great experience, first experience to live abroad.
Well, that's quite a challenge from going to the States to live in Africa for a period. You were there for how long? For a year?
A year and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes our dreams are not exactly wrapped up neatly in a package, and they don't always appear to be what we are anticipating them to be. So we also, besides never giving up, have to be very open-minded about what comes our way, too, to look for, you know, other opportunities, maybe. I think you're going to make it to Paris, Linda.
Yeah, I will eventually.
I think you'll make it, too.
So we see here that the training is going to begin, and the challenges also began. And she went in January of 2016, but she made it abroad, but that's not where the story ends exactly, because she says as soon as she arrived there in Quantico, Virginia, the 10-week program began along with the challenges. I sometimes think we don't think about the challenges, do we? We just think about the dream, but not what that really means.
Right, or just overcoming that first step of, you know, for her, was getting into the program. You know, she had to do so much to get to that point. But now she faced many more challenges once she was there.
And tomorrow we're going to talk about some of those challenges. She writes about them. So we hope you'll come back and join us for the end of our article on Dream Big and Pursue It Bravely. We hope to see you again tomorrow. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Bye.